Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Nitzavim. That's Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Tes. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you are all standing here today, Lifnei Hashem Lakechem, in front of Hashem your God, Roshechem Shifteichem, the heads of your tribes, Ziknechem, your elders, Roshechem, your officers, Kol Esh Yisrael, all men of Yisrael, Tapchem, your children, Neshechem, your wives, the Gercha Asher B'Kerev Machanecha, and the Gerim that are in the midst of your camp, Mechay Tevet Secha, from your woodchoppers, Achev Mimecha, until your water drawers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. This teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them in front of Hashem on the day of his death in order to enter them into a covenant. This is the heads of your tribes. First, the most important people, and then everyone was gathered. Next, pasuk in Rashi, from your woodchoppers. Now, what were their woodchoppers doing amongst Klal Yisrael? This teaches us the Kananim from Eretz Yisrael, they came to be Megayar, they wanted to become Jews. This was in the days of Moshe. Just like the Givonim came in the days of Yeshua, that's why it says by the Givonim in Yeshua, Vayasu Gam Hem Ba'arma, they also did so with trickery. They tricked Yeshua into thinking they were from a very far away land, but they were actually from Eretz Yisrael. Really, they should have been killed. However, they tricked Yeshua into thinking they wanted to become Gerim. And what happened to these people that came in the days of Moshe and also in the days of Yeshua? He did not allow them to become Gerim. However, Nusana Moshe Chetve Eitzim Sheve Mayim, Moshe allowed them to stay with Klal Yisrael, and they became the wood choppers and the water jars. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudal. What was the purpose of gathering them all together? In order to pass you into the bris of Hashem and his curse, that Hashem seals with you today. Let's see Rashi over here, the second Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph, by way of passing them through. This is the way that people who want to seal a covenant, a treaty with each other, this is what they would do. They had a partition on this side, a partition on that side, and they would walk in between it. Like it says in the Pasuk, we're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the second Aliyah tomorrow, learning what exactly this treaty was, what was this covenant. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.